The doom scrolling on your phone stops now.
Settle down, relax, take your clothes off, and listen to the Woody and Jim Show podcast.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end, and now they start talking.
We heard that some of the Super Bowl commercials are going for like $8 million. For that kind of money, you could buy like 36 eggs. That's outrageous.
Yeah, the egg crisis is hitting Waffle House.
Yeah.
America's place to go when the bars close. And
that's when you know it's really serious. Like, we have a problem.
And you need some grease. Waffle House is charging like a 50-cent surcharge on every egg because of the price of eggs.
But, you know, 50 cents an egg is really not unreasonable, especially since, you know.
But it's on top of what you already paid.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, extra 50 cents per egg.
Can't say I blame them. It's expensive if you've bought eggs.
Yeah.
It's egg-spensive.
Oh, you made an egg joke.
Yeah. Get out.
Save that for the joke off on Monday.
Yeah, right? And this shows you how expensive eggs are. There was an egg heist. Somebody in Pennsylvania stole 100,000 eggs.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That retail for $40,000. And so I did the math.
Yeah. Okay.
And that works out to about 8,300 dozen. And that's about $4.80 each per dozen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah.
But then again, they probably would have marked it up at the store to make some money.
Yeah, that's true.
But,
Are
they going to be selling them on the street, I guess? You know, like, hey, y'all set? You need
some
eggs?
Yeah, you need
some eggs?
I got a hookup if you need one.
Yeah, oh, do you? Oh, let me, once you get your eggs, let me get some. I'm picturing like a new movie, you know, like maybe go back to the 2000s with like George Clooney and Brad Pitt and Julia Roberts and Matt Damon. It's like Ocean's 14. And they're trying to get eggs out of a vault in Dubai.
They saw the eggs. What did they look like? The eggs? They were like round. They were kind of oval. Some were brown, some were white.
Yes.
It was egg diversity.
There's a guy on the truck. I'm into the computer.
That's right. There's always the guy with the headset on.
You
the
have
car.
14 yep. seconds in, before yep. the alarms kick in.
Mission Impossible. He drops down from the ceiling to get eggs. Yeah, it's getting to that pretty soon.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I know. Like, we have really good prizes coming up for Gender Wars. If you want to play, you're going to get tickets to go see Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan, which is a huge prize. If you win, maybe we'll throw in an egg.
Oh,
just one egg?
Just to up it up.
Just one egg.
Yeah. We don't want to put you over the thing where we'd have to report you to the IRS.
Right, right.
Because that would put you over
$500. If we went over a dozen, that'd be too much. Yeah. So, you know, you either have to come to the radio station to pick up your egg, or we can mail it to you.
Or we meet at a police station where we exchange
the eggs. That's right. Like you're on Facebook Marketplace. Predicting the gender of your child.
Gina, you found this on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a pretty interesting method of predicting if it's going to be a boy or a girl.
Yes.
People don't know this, but if you get a dog a couple years before having a kid, you know how couples do that to like practice and whatnot, your first baby is always going to end up being the opposite gender of that dog. I think it's like a karma thing. Like when girls are like, I want a little girl, like a little girly dog. Then God's like, you get a boy first as your kid then, or vice versa. So if you have a boy dog, you're getting a girl first.
I call BS.
I don't know.
I told my cousin that, and she was like, well, that's the opposite that's happened with all of us.
So it doesn't work for your family.
Well, actually, it did for my brother, though, because they got a male dog, and he has two girls.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's...
We started with a girl dog before we had kids, and our son was born first, so I guess that would kind of work out. Woody, and your family?
No, we had a boy dog, and first baby was a boy.
So this is garbage.
Yeah,
so
it's garbage.
She doesn't know what she's talking about.
I've heard this theory that the least stressed parent in life, the first baby will be born of that gender.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
If mom's real easygoing but dad's super uptight, that the baby is going to be a girl.
Okay, but what happens when, the parent is the one that stresses the other parent out?
Yeah, that's
true. If you're not stressed out, but you're the Typhoid Mary of stress, and you make the other one do it.
Like, I feel like I'm pretty generically, like, not super stressed, but, like, Landon stresses me out, whereas, like, Landon's always stressed.
So his stress stresses you out.
No, just him being him stresses me
out. Okay. The way he acts when he's stressed.
All right.
Yeah, I think so.
Really annoys you.
But you guys have a boy dog.
Yeah, we have a boy dog.
So if you go with this theory, then you're going to have a girl.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And then if you go with the stress thing, so he's more stressed than you,
so we have a boy.
Then you would have a girl.
A girl.
Because you get the less stressed.
Oh, got it.
Gender.
Okay.
So we're probably just going to have a girl regardless.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Can't argue with it. It's science.
Right. There's my one.
That's your family's planned out for you.
Yeah. All right. I got the name, so we're good to go.
It's the sound of a man who sells eggs. Hey, we all need a Woody and Jim mood boost. Why don't we do that right now?
Good idea. Feeling good, like I should.
It's a really sweet story. Hickson High School is near Chattanooga. Every year, of course, they have the prom queen and the prom king.
Right.
A guy named Chase became the prom king, and the reason that he's very popular at school, the reason it's making news is because he's the first deaf kid to ever get the award and the title of prom king. And they celebrated doing it in a way that he could understand because he can't hear applause.
Right. Yelling and cheering doesn't have an effect.
So everybody just waves their hands in the air, like making jazz hands.
Aww.
It's really cute.
Chase is a member of the deaf community at our school. So please put your hands in the air so we can hear you. Hands up for Mr. Chase Slim Usher.
And some people still clapped.
Still, it's out of habit, I'm sure.
Oh, that is so cool.
That's very sweet. Hopefully that made you smile. It's a mood boost from Woody and Jim. Totally hits, totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. A Minnesota state senator is looking to change the laws in Minnesota to make it legal to eat beavers. Hmm. Apparently, it's been illegal for a while, but they say beaver meat is very low in fat.
Oh. All right. I'm down.
Okay. Is that what they make beaver nuggets are at
that's right,
Bucky's?
At Bucky's, yes. Whatever they're made out of, they're delicious.
I'm pretty sure it's illegal to kill a beaver here.
Really?
Yeah, when I've gone like bow fishing with my friends, we've seen a couple beavers and they're like, you cannot. Yeah, if
they're
they
protected?
Catch you. Uh-huh.
Don't mess with Tennessee beavers.
Yeah.
Stay away from the beaver.
Yes.
Okay.
Three things you want to know this morning.
So if you had purchased something on Temu, like maybe that Dyson vacuum for $5.
Yes.
It was made by children in China.
Yes.
Your package may be delayed. The U.S. Postal Service has cut off delivering any packages from China. Mm. They're still going to deliver letters, but I guess this is about the tariffs because until now, if it was under $800, there would be no tariffs on it and they just deliver it.
Right.
But now that that exemption is going to go away, they're not sure what to do about collecting tariffs. Mm. So right now they're holding on to the stuff and not delivering it to you.
Wow.
So
you'd think that they would give like a grace period of like if you purchase after this date or something.
Yeah, you'd think. But I guess they got to figure it all out.
Yeah.
And if you're shopping on Temu, your standards are not that high. So it doesn't.
Hey, I shop on Temu.
That's true. It's, at least it's better than Wish.
Hey, even 8-year-olds need jobs that go 16 hours a day.
In Miami Beach, Florida, they are tired of having their town torn apart every spring break. So they're trying to discourage people from going there for spring break, and they did it in a really clever way. They actually put together a video. It's a parody of a reality show where a bunch of, you know, college kids go to Miami and have the best time ever. And it's actually really funny because it starts out very optimistically, and then they start crying.
We got this sick penthouse. Are you on Miami Beach?
Once we got to Miami Beach, things went downhill fast.
Is this for us?
What's going on?
You're drinking in public. That's not allowed. This speaker, that's not allowed.
Rule after rule after rule.
What do you want me to do?
I don't want you to.
We didn't know the rules.
Can I argue right now?
This is so annoying.
Guys, this saying expect curfews.
Potential curfews.
Are you
kidding me?
I'm not staying in a hotel all spring break.
So sick of crying.
Oh, they nailed the reality show.
Really, it's funny, yeah, like the real world, but yeah.
Even the music, all of it.
They say this is a parody, but the rules are real.
They need to make one of those for Nashville.
Yeah.
I am with you 100%, Gina.
To discourage people from coming here, at least they can come here as tourists and spend their money, but
yeah.
Don't live here. Don't move here.
Yeah.
We're full.
Yeah. Once you come, you get your hand stamped, branded. So you can't even lick, clean it off. It means you can't come back.
Gina?
So Zac Efron and Will Ferrell are going to star in a untitled comedy project. It'll be put out by Prime Video, and this is what it will be about. Mm-hmm. Efron will star as a young convict who is fresh out of prison. Instead of choosing to make good on his newfound freedom, the convict decides to seek revenge on the reality TV judge played by Ferrell, whose conviction put him behind bars. As if that's not bad enough, Efron's character manages to take a reality TV courtroom hostage in the process. So
it could be funny.
Could be good.
Yeah, we'll see. But those two together, I feel like, would make
That'd be
a good
all right.
Duo. Yeah.
Yeah. 95.1 of Murfreesboro is totally hits, totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim in the morning. We are ready to play Gender Wars. We have our contestant standing by for the guys in the audience. We have Shane. Hello, Shane.
Hey.
Hey.
Great to have you.
Good luck. And for the ladies, we have Robin. Hello, Robin.
Hey.
Okay, so you guys are a couple, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. I love this because, this could... strengthen your relationship or tear it apart.
Or it could end it immediately, yes.
Well, they've played against each other before, and Robin won.
Okay, so this is revenge.
And I'll just tell you right now, nothing will ever tear this relationship apart.
Nothing's going to tear it apart.
Oh, that's nice. There should be a song that says that.
Also, an NXS song, and the Teske Brothers covered it, which is the best cover of all time.
Oh, okay,
there we go.
Get a little trivia in there.
There you go.
All right.
Just getting warmed up.
All right. It's okay. Well, let's give Robin a chance to warm up. I'm going to give you both this question. Get acquainted, Robin. What's the best advice someone ever gave you?
Treat others how you want them to treat you.
Very good.
That's good.
There you go.
Yeah.
Shane, what about you? Best advice you ever got?
That's how you can tell we're very meant to be together, because I literally was going to say the same thing, and that's no joke.
Okay. All right.
We got a kind couple here.
I know. Okay. Maybe before this thing is done, Shane puts a ring on it. Ooh. I don't know.
No pressure.
Up with me. I treat her the way I want to be treated, and I win, and she wins.
There you go.
That's okay. Right. All right. This is good.
I'm just going to say, just really honestly, the best advice is obviously what she said, but really something that goes along with that is just to be kind. Just be kind as you can be to others, and you'll get through anything.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's very true. Yeah. You never know what people are going through, so just be nice.
Exactly.
Here we go. We start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use. If you can't answer the question, you're going to force it on your opponent, and then we'll see what happens there. We have Robin. It's multiple choice. Is Pete Carroll now the head football coach of the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Jets, or the Las Vegas Raiders?
Oh,
it's tough. That's why it's multiple choice.
I'll say the Raiders.
The Raiders is right.
Nice.
Good job. Good start.
Wow, Lee, how did she know that?
Good guess, I guess.
As a Seahawks fan, I'm not too happy about that, but that's okay.
He used to be the Seahawks coach.
For 12 years, something like that.
Yeah, a long time.
All right, Shane. Is
Seattle too?
Yeah, he did. Yep. Is CeraVe a brand of shampoo, moisturizer, or shoes?
It's CeraVe.
CeraVe. I thought it was always CeraVe.
Yeah, CeraVe. That's got to be a shampoo.
No.
Nope. Wow. For a guy who knew the pronunciation but didn't know its use.
It's moisturizer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Moisturizer. Darn it.
All right.
That's all right. You can come back.
It's okay.
All right. Robin, Ryan Reynolds.
Come back.
Ryan Reynolds sells American Aviation. That's a brand of what kind of liquor?
Whiskey?
No.
No.
No, it's gin. Gin. Okay. So.
All right, Shane, here's your comeback moment. Hulu is bringing back Buffy the Vampire Slayer. What actress plays the title role?
I'm going to use. Do I have a screw there?
You still have a screw. You can use it if you'd like.
I'm going to use the screw.
All right.
Here we go. It goes to Robin.
For the original one or the new one? Oh, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yes.
Oh, no. The screw worked against him.
What the heck? How did she know that?
it's a popular teen TV show.
It's 1-1 going into the final set of questions.
Actually, she got two.
No, she won.
Oh, that's right. That's it.
She won. Robin, your record against Shane is intact. You won again.
You are undefeated.
But the good news is they both win because Shane really wanted the tickets.
Yeah.
So.
So, Robin, you'll be forced to take Shane with you as you go to the Outlaw Music Festival in June at the First Bank Amphitheater. The tickets aren't even on sale yet, but you just want them.
Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan. It's going to be a cool show.
The Woody and Jim Show.
On 93.3. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
Super Bowl is on Sunday. And yes, we are allowed to say Super Bowl, as long as it's not an advertisement to come to our Super Bowl party, which we're not talking about.
Which we don't have.
Yeah, we don't have one.
So. if you show up, get out. Yeah. You're not having a party.
But you can, of course, bet on the outcome of the game, whatever team wins.
Right.
But there's also little prop bets you can make on other little somewhat silly things, too. Mm. You know, things like the coin toss. Will it be heads or tails?
Yeah.
What color Gatorade will they pour on the winning coach?
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, don't they do one, too, for the length of the national anthem?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. There's an over-under, I guess, if it goes over 90 seconds or under 90 seconds.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
That's funny.
Also, will Travis Kelce propose to Taylor Swift?
Oh, yeah.
After the game.
He's being a little misleading about all of that.
Mm.
A reporter asked him during
their
press day yesterday, I think.
What did he say?
He said, "Wouldn't you like to know?"
Yeah,
he's not going to. He's not going to do it there. He's going to let the team have their moment and let them have their couple moment. I'm betting against it.
Yeah, you can also bet on will somebody cry during the national anthem? You know, one of the players.
Oh,
somebody always does.
Yeah.
Who will the MVP of the game mention first? Jesus or his teammates?
Oh,
I like that one. That really plays into the stereotypes.
Yeah,
that's what always happens.
In the halftime show, you can bet whether or not Kendrick Lamar will mention Drake because they hate each other.
Well, there's a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Oh, And he won record of the year with his diss track.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like... There's some good drama there.
Yeah. So all the different sites, FanDuel and Gridiron Experts and The Sports Geek, you can make those bets there if you want. So.
There's got to be one on if Kendrick Lamar brings out Taylor Swift because they did Bad Blood together, the song.
Yeah.
So I'm curious if she's going to come out.
She's going to be drunk up in the luxury box. She's
dancing
not coming
off
down.
Like drunk white girl.
That'd be a wild surprise.
That would be fun.
I know he's bringing out SZA, and Taylor would be like a, whoa,
there's always another,
there's always another
surprise.
Yeah. Jim, it was your birthday yesterday.
Woo. It was.
Woo.
I had a great time.
Good.
It was good. It's always stressful leading up to my birthday because since it's the beginning of the month, nobody in my family remembers.
Right.
And so, I have to try to remind them and hint that my birthday is coming, not because I'm one of those people my birthday's coming.
Yeah.
Celebrate all month long.
Get ready.
Yeah.
No, it's just no, because they freak out when they forget
when
it's too close to the birthday. So, that stress was over.
Good.
And then, everybody came over for dinner, and then we did, cake and presents and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really fun. The presents time was a blast because everybody said, "Well, what do you want?" And I just said, "Well, you can go from my Amazon Christmas list or whatever."
Mm-hmm.
Because I put a ton of stuff on there, so people had lots of choices.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a while ago since I, had filled that out, and I didn't realize that I'd forgotten half of the stuff. I'm so my daughter gives me this game. It's called Watch Hockey Get Drunk.
Ooh.
It's like a card game.
Sounds like my kind of game.
Yeah.
It's a reality show.
And you play it as you're watching a game.
Really?
And, it's if something happens, you take a drink,
blah, blah, blah.
And I was this is great. You know me. This is perfect. She's like, "Well, it was on your list."
Yeah.
So you're probably watching hockey and drinking when you put it on your list. And you forgot about it.
Yes. Yes. And then there was this really cute moment when, you know, Wally, my Cocker Spaniel, I adopted at Nashville Humane. He's about 14 and he's just kind of, his give a damn is busted. So he just does whatever he wants and we let him. And it was so cute because like I was sitting in a chair and like people were like handing me their presents, right? They were giving to me, but he thought every one of them was for him.
Obviously, yes.
And he had like two paws up on my knee and like, what did I get? What did I get? What did I get? And his tail is wagging. And I'm like, and everybody's thinking, oh, that's so cute. And I'm like, yeah, take a picture. And everybody's like on their phone doing other stuff. And like, yeah, if only anybody had the ability to take a picture.
Yeah, if anybody had a phone with them.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, great idea. So I have no physical, you know, proof that Wally was more excited for my birthday than any human could be.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Three things you want to know this morning. What's Joe Biden up to, you wonder? Well, he's going to write a book, obviously, about his presidency. And, you know, it'd be kind of interesting if toward the end he gave second half of the book to Kamala Harris. And he's also, like Barack Obama, he's signed with the CAA Talent Agency.
Oh, okay.
So
maybe you can like hire him to come out to be your like hype man at some concert or something.
Or you could star in like really old Sheldon.
Oh, man.
Old Sheldon.
Old Sheldon.
Ah, yes. The next big show.
Oh, man.
That's a riot. Subscribing, we should probably rename it Disney Minus because Disney Plus lost 700,000 subscribers in the last 3 months of 2024.
Wow.
I was one of those. Like, I dumped it because I wasn't watching it.
Yeah.
They also lost 700,000 subscribers to ESPN Plus, which is all owned by the same company.
Right.
So they say that price hikes and certain promotions ended. So, like, when somebody got the cheap Disney Plus and ESPN deal, when that was over, they said, nah.
Yeah.
But I guess Hulu is up a lot. So I guess they're making money regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And Moana 2 made him like $5 billion.
Yeah.
So Disney's doing just fine.
Yeah. Don't you worry about them.
Gina?
Well, Antioch, as we know, is under development. There's a lot of new exciting things that are happening over there with the mall. So now there's going to be a new golf entertainment center built. The venue is going to have two indoor mini golf courses and an outdoor 18-hole course, so you can golf year-round there. The construction is starting now, and it's supposed to open in February 2026.
So, like, just a year from now?
Yeah.
All right.
There's going to be an In-N-Out Burger there, Chick-fil-A, hotels, some multifamily unit homes.
You go, Antioch.
Yeah. No kidding.
Pop off.
It is Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. Taylor's here from the Nashville Humane Association. You brought us Alice.
Yes, Alice. She's so sweet. She's such a love. She loves to give kisses and will literally wrap her paws around your neck to hug you. She's 2 years old, microchip spayed, up to date on all of her vaccines, and she's ready to go home. She just deserves the most love.
And she is a proud mom.
She is a proud mom of eight babies. Which will all be our athletes at the Music City Puppy Bowl at the Nashville Zoo this Sunday.
That's very cool.
So if you go to the zoo, you can watch the puppies in the Nashville Music City Puppy Bowl. And you get to go around the zoo and have fun. And you have four of her children playing against the other four.
Yes. Yeah. It's very cute. I'm not a big sports person, so the Puppy Bowl is like the extent of mine. And it is just, I mean, it's so much fun. We have like tailgates there giving out some samples, and it's a great day for the family to just come and walk around the zoo. It's from 10 to 2. It's included in a general admission ticket. Kickoff is at 12, and they're available for adoption on site.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you go to the zoo and leave with a puppy.
Alice is kind of like, you know, Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce's mom, who had to root for both teams.
Yeah. Exactly. She's got a bandana for each side.
Yeah, that's
team
very cool.
Paws and team paws.
Very proud.
She's a beautiful dog. She's black and she's got some chestnut brown in her and just like 100% love, love, love.
Yeah, she's got like polka dotted socks and like her eyes are gold. She's stunning.
Very beautiful. Yeah.
She's a beautiful mama and she's ready for a forever home. So if you get the chance, you can Is she going to be rooting on the kids, or is she staying back?
She is not. She's staying back. Well, hopefully by then she'll be in a home.
She'll be adopted.
That's true, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. She could come visit with her new fam.
Yeah.
So, yeah, give Nashville Humane a call at 615-352-1010. You can go to Nashville Humane's website, nashvillehumane.org, and you can see pictures. And, oh, my God, her puppies are adorable.
They really are.
Yeah, they're so fluffy. We think she's a Border Collie mix, and her puppies kind of look like Border Collie. Some of them almost a little husky. They're just fur balls.
Mm-hmm.
We've had them since they were only a couple weeks old, and when I tell you they were just like fuzzy potatoes. Oh, my gosh, they're so cute.
Adorbs.
Yeah.
If you want to see pictures of the kids and video of Mom Alice here in the studio, just follow us, Woody and Jim, on TikTok, also on Facebook, Woody and Jim Show, and also 93.3 Totally Hits.
Yeah, give Alice her forever home. It's Wet Nose Wednesday from the Nashville Humane Association. And Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. Hump Day! What are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
This is Jim, and I have my refrigerator's got one of those things where you can get, you know, filtered water and ice cubes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I tried to put a new filter in,
but
it got stuck going in, and it's, so it's neither in nor out.
Oh.
So no water is going through it. So I'm going to try to fix it today, because last night we had people over and they tried to use the ice machine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we said, no, you're going to have to like actually open the door and use old school ice from an ice tray.
Oh.
And they didn't know how to do it.
What?
Well, like you have to twist the tray a little bit.
How do you get the ice out?
Make the ice out, because they're just so used to it. So I'm going to try to fix it today.
That's funny.
Well, like the pioneers.
I know. Exactly. Pioneer woman. That's me. What are you doing, Gina?
I have a couple meetings, and then I'm going to go work out. I'm putting Landon's friend and coworker through a leg workout.
Okay.
So we'll see if he can survive.
Your personal training.
Yeah.
Nice.
He requested it. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Woody?
I've been really busy the last couple of days, haven't had a chance for a nap or anything. So actually today I don't have a whole lot of plans, so I'm hoping for a nap. That's all I'm hoping for.
I know everybody would love a nap, but just remember, you know, we get up a little after 3 in the morning.
Yeah, so it's like,
We're
entitled.
That's how we survive.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow morning. Y'all take care.